Hi friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm discussing the series You, the one starring Penn Badgley. If you don't know who Penn Badgley is, he was in a great show called Gossip Girl. He was also in the movie John Tucker Must Die, and etc., etc., etc. So he plays Joe Goldberg, who is a serial killer. This show overall pissed me off. Sorry for the swearing, but it made me mad just because of Joe. I can't stand Joe. I will literally say I hate Joe. I stopped watching this show after season two because I'm like, how has he not been caught? Why is he not in jail? I'm gonna stop watching this series. I'll probably come back if he goes to jail or die or something, gets the electric chair or something, because this is not right. He's hurt too many people, ruined too many lives, and he's not been punished once. That's messed up. So I'm gonna do the whole series. It's gonna be a very long one, so I'm splitting it in two. So this half of the podcast is going to be seasons 1 to 3. The second part is going to be seasons 4 and 5, because in total this has 5 seasons. And then I'm also going to discuss and go into detail of my thoughts, opinions on everything, plus how many people Joe has killed, everything like that is going to be on the second half. So stay tuned. So in this part, I'm just going to go in general from about season 1 through season 3, like I said before. Alright, so You is a book series from Caroline Keppins. This series of books has 3 books in it in general, and this has 5, and this show You has 5 seasons. While watching the first season, which first aired on Lifetime, and if you do not know what Lifetime is, it's a network made by women, created by women. It's just a women-based network. They don't show women violence at all. In general, they have like a lot of different things happening in that network. So, like I said, this series first started on Lifetime. And it went on, only had 1 season on Lifetime. Seasons 2 to 5 were on Netflix. Just letting you know that. The show is, the runtime is between 41 minutes to an hour. When it was 41 minutes on Lifetime, when it was on Lifetime for that 1 year, it aired from the 9th of September to the 11th of November 2018. Then on Netflix, it was there from the 26th of December 2019 to the 24th of April of this year. And like I said before, because Lifetime has commercials and stuff like that, it was 41 minutes. And because Netflix doesn't have commercials,
It was just the full hour. So season one also starred my girl, Shay Mitchell. If you do not know her, she was Emily on Pretty Little Liars. So let's get started with season one and this big mess of how terrible Joe is. So the first season, so we have Joe Goldberg. He is a bookstore manager in the Big Apple. And he is an introvert, a complete introvert. He doesn't really have friends. He's a homebody. He's very judgmental on people and completely like is like, oh, why are people posting this on things on social media, da da da, and all that stuff. Very judgmental. It's like, why are people not reading books, or why are people doing this and that? Like, very like terrible. So he's walking home, and he sees a woman. Her windows are all open. She doesn't care who sees. She's very confident about her body and everything like that. No blinds, no anything. She goes by her last name, which is Beck, but her whole name in general is Genevieve Beck. And she's an aspiring she's an aspiring writer. I bet she's an aspiring writer. So pretty much Joe, he's very obsessive. Whoever he likes, he's obsessed with. Completely obsessed with in a bad way. So he becomes obsessed with Beck. Looks her up on social media. And he does that with all the women in every season that he falls in love with. He looks them up on social media. He tracks the girls. He does everything that literally would cause a person to go to jail. Just that alone. So, like I said before, he's obsessed with Beck. He gets to know what she likes, what she doesn't like through her social media. He finds where she works, what she does for a living. Literally breaks into her house, steals her underwear. One time he almost got caught by her, and then he heard the door of her apartment because he sneaks into her apartment and hides under the bed until she leaves. Steals things of hers. Terrible. He's a stalker. And he uses anything to technology to track her, to stalk her. He's like the FBI, but he's using his FBI stuff for evil. Terrible. So, like I said, he does everything to get to know her life, her friends, her family, her boyfriend at the time. Anything to try to get more information about Beck. Like, literally, he does, like I said, I'm going to discuss more in the second part about it, but I'm just doing this part right now. Anything like that would literally and make you go to jail, he does. Like, there's like I said, he witnessed her having sex with her boyfriend. He's walked across her, Benji, her boyfriend Benji. He walked every night through her window, like, seeing what she's wearing. Hacks into her computer. Looks at, any way to get more information in general. And Joe has a pass, which I'll mention because it is discussed in season 2 and 3, that he doesn't really tell people about. He just changes his identity to morph into someone that he thinks the girl that he likes will like. And which is in general bad. Be yourself. However you are, be that. Do not change your personality to fit to someone else. Be yourself. There was one time because he stalks her, bumps into her in a train station. He saves her life because from getting hit by a train. Gets her old phone, steals her old phone, so he knows everything, like the her text, her everything. And then, because Beck thinks, like, oh, she lost her phone, it dropped, the train crushed it, she gets a new phone. So now he's pretty much can read all her text messages because it's still linked to her old phone, right? Because she has the same number. And he's stalking her. He's like, oh, he knows what she's saying about people in her life. He knows what he's saying back and forth to everybody. And I'm like, again, another way that he could go to jail. At one point, he's like, okay, I want to be with Beck. I'll do whatever it takes to be with Beck, to the point that he kidnaps Benji, puts him in a cage, and this cage is downstairs in the bookstore, and it's pretty there. This cage is for books, to like fix books that are no longer working, like they're broken, and to fix them. That's the point of the cage. But he traps Benji there. And he keeps them there, knocks Benji out, puts him in there. Benji's like, oh, do I owe you? Because at this point, like, Benji is he's a bad boyfriend. He doesn't talk to Beck, and Joe is like trying to be like a savior in quotation marks, and being like, you need someone better, you need someone that's there for you, that knows you, that will be there no matter what. Which is like, no one asked you to do that. Beck never said she needed saving, so stop trying to be like trying to save people that don't want to be saved. Or she could take care of it herself. And at this point, like, Beck is like not interested in Joe. She's like, oh, he helped me, like, huh. Mostly could be as like maybe friends, but he tries to insert himself to like, no, to make himself be like, I am your man, and you just say yes to. So pretty after that, like, because again, Joe has Beck's phone, so he knows everything about Beck, the people in Beck's life, etc., etc. What Benji how Benji is, like, if Benji's allergic to anything. So, Joe finds out that Benji's allergic to peanuts. He gets Benji a coffee and puts peanut oil, like a high dose of peanut oil. So he gets like high, very extreme allergic reaction. And if you have any kind of like if you're allergic to like something like peanuts, shellfish, whatever you're allergic to, if you have a high dose of that, that can kill you. That can end your life. And when I first saw this, I was like, this dude's messed up. Okay, this is me, again, I've never read the books. And at this point, Caroline only had 2 books out. And I went, you know, there's, and this is before, again, when I'm in the series being like, okay, he's a stalker. Red flag. But like, he hasn't killed anyone yet. So I'm like, you know, like the basic thing you could do is like, you know, prove to her how you're better than her current boyfriend, I guess. Right, exactly. He went into her house. I'm like, okay, you need to go to jail. He stole property from her, her phone, her underwear, other things. And I'm like, okay, 100% need to go to jail. And then when he killed Benji by using someone's allergy, I was like, okay, this dude is a killer. This dude needs to go to jail. He will do whatever he can and wants to get what he wants. And that includes murder, which is horrible and terrifying. And in that point, I was like, if Joe can kill someone to get them out of the way of having whatever woman he wants, how do you not know? How do you not think that he could kill you? So in that case, only Joe hasn't really talked about his past, what his childhood, etc., etc. And that makes me want to be like, oh my gosh, this dude probably has done terrible things in the past. I don't think Benji was his first kill. Because after he kills Benji, he easily is like, this is what you have to do. This is what I have to do to get rid of the body. Da, da, da. Like, very, like, he knows what he's doing. Which is, again, very terrifying in general. So, he gets rid of Benji, and again, Benji's like a drug dealer, does terrible things in general. And when Beck doesn't hear from him, she's like, oh, he's just being an a-hole. And here's another thing. After he kills Benji, or before, it's one of those two, he takes Benji's phone, pretends to be Benji, fools everybody. That's terrifying. Like, he pretends to be the people he killed so people don't notice that they're dead or not be like, what happened? So, again, Benji's gone. He made a post in Benji's name being like, oh, I just slept with 10 women. And Bexley said, and she's like, F you, Benji, we're done, da 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 da. And then with that, Joe goes sneakily, like a sneaky snake, in to Beck's life. They're together. Joe's happy. The thing about Joe is he doesn't want people asking questions. He doesn't want people around him or people that he thinks is threatening to the relationship that he is trying to get with whoever girl. And if you're in the way of him in any way, shape, or form, he's like, I'm gonna get rid of you. And one of the people that suspects Joe being fake, two-faced, lying about something is Peach, played by Shay Mitchell. And she's like, I think Joe stole something from me. I'm missing something. He's sketched. Da-da-da. And Beck's like, no, I don't think. Maybe you misplaced it. And even Joe was like, you missed it. He said, here's some tea. Joe stole from Peach, then lied. He stole a book from her. He stole her laptop and a lot of different things from Peach to get to know more information about Peach, to use it against her. And to also get, because Joe thinks Peach is his enemy. You know, he discovers that Peach has a thing for Beck, and for a long time, and he does anything he can to discredit Peach and Beck, because Peach is her best friend. Be like, no, Peach is not. Peach just has been there for me from day one. She's always been there for me. And again, Joe's only doing that to, like, in his way, think he's protecting, again, quotation, Beck, but also for him to kick out the competition of Peach. Because if Peach is not hit there, Beck can spend more time with him. Fast forward, we're just going to fast forward because this is going to be a long one, and both of these podcasts are going to be having tons of spoilers. So if you haven't watched the series, then, and you don't want spoilers, I would just skip both of these podcasts. He, like, tracks Peach. Again, remember, he has his Peach's laptop, right? So he knows what her meetings look like, when she's going to work, when she's going to do this, when she's going to do that. Again, scary. And he ends up killing Peach. But before he actually kills Peach, he's running, he sees Peach running, and almost kills her during a run. And Peach goes to Beck being like, someone's following me. I feel like someone's following me. Friends trust their intuition. And it was. So someone was following her. It was Joe. And Peach is like very paranoid. Being like, someone's stalking me. Someone is literally following me, so to the point that she's like, she buys a gun for protection, because she's like, someone's stalking me. I don't know if they want me dead. I don't know if they want to rob me. I don't know. So she carries a gun. So the one time, Peach invites Beck to stay over because, you know, again, Joe is pretty much stalking her, planning his move to kill Peach. And one time, like, Joe just shows up out of the blue, not being invited. Goes to Peach's house. And Peach is like, "What are you doing here?" And he brings up a lame excuse, something fake that Peach clocks, and to the point they're bickering, and Joe tries to get her. She shoots him. Joe falls to the ground. She shot for self-defense. Peach did. And she's making sure, she's like, "Oh, Joseph, you still alive?" Because, again, she shot to protect herself. She didn't shoot to kill. And he fakes being dead. Tackles her to the ground, takes her gun, shoots her, and writes a suicide note, pretending it's from her, sends it to all her friends. What is wrong with you, Joe Goldberg? What is literally wrong with you? You are messed up. You are a psychopath. You're a terrible human being. You need to be in jail. Talking about that, after he did the deed, and this is, again, in Lifetime, so you don't see Joe killing her. He's looking for somewhere to pee. But he's like, "Oh, I don't want to leave evidence." He pees in a cup, leaves the cup on a desk or a drawer, on top of a drawer in her house. And I'm like, anyone that sees that is gonna be like, "You're gonna be in jail." And I was like, "Dude's gonna get caught." So he takes Peach's body, puts it in the bag, does his like evil serial killer thing, takes the body, drives, a police pulls him over, and I'm like, "Yes, they're going to asked to search the car, da da da, you know, do the normal things." And Joe makes a BS excuse to the cop, and says, like, "Oh, he pretends to be a doctor or something. He's like, "I need to get to work," you know, like, okay, doctor. And they let him go, and before that, he was like, "Oh, I'm getting caught, they're gonna search." And I'm like, "Yes, you should be." And they don't. And they end up going to Peach's house, where they find her body and stuff like that. And I'm like, you guys didn't, you went through her house. How did you just discard the pee that you saw? And we're like, "Oh, maybe she was weird and didn't, like, someone, like, used the washroom, or the washroom was clogged or something, and so they peed in a cup, or they had a friend that they didn't trust, and they're like, "No, you have to pee in this cup so we know that you aren't using or something." So you think they already tested it? I'm trying to figure out how no one didn't, like, see the cup of urine and didn't test it or anything. You're like, maybe it was something else. And I guess, like, because they saw the suicide letter, they're like, maybe it's nothing, so we're throwing away. And I'm like, no, you guys should have still tested. And then called Joe being like, why'd you pee? He probably would lie and be like, "Well, because, Benji was a drug addict and he always had drugs. Peach didn't trust me and wanted me to to test my blood to make sure I didn't have, I wasn't a drug addict or something. But, like, still, that should have been tested.
To see, like, because maybe that letter was forged. But I was like, okay, it's season one. They want another season. They're not going to put him in jail yet. And I'm like, okay, at least at season two, they'll put him to jail or something. Okay. So, side note. There is a character named Hako. His mom is being abused by her boyfriend, husband. And what was told in season one was it's similar. It was paralleled to how his childhood was. So his dad was extremely abusive to his mom. So he related to Podko in that way. To the point that at one time he saw Podko. I can't think of his stepdad's name at the moment, but Paco's stepdad was walking one day, Joe behind him killed him and told Paco, by the way, I believe it was Ron, the Ron situation is handled, you don't have to deal with him anymore, your mom is safe, she won't get hurt by him anymore, you won't get hurt by him anymore. And Paco at that point was nervous to be around Joe because if Joe can kill Ron, he could kill me. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I would think too. But before then, like, him and Paco had a really good relationship. Every time Paco was outside or trying not to be inside because only Ron was there, he would hang out with Joe. They would read books together. But after that, like, that incident happened, Paco removed himself a bit from Joe. And it made sense. So far in the series, right, we have two deaths. I might, at the end of this, like, miss other ones, but so far, two deaths. So like I said, there's other things that go on in the series, you know. Beck, she has a strained relationship with her dad. To the point that, like, it's really bad that she says her dad's dead even though he's not dead because how bad their relationship is. Also, her and Joe break up at one point because they're not completely truthful to each other. Like, Beck hasn't told her at that point that her dad is actually alive. She just says he's dead because of their relationship. And she says to Joe, I don't know anything about you. The only thing I know about you is that you work in a bookstore and you like books. And that's it. And you have an ex-girlfriend named Candace, but you never told me what happened with you and Candace at all. I don't know anything. Well, yes, Beck lied about some stuff, but you know the premise of how Beck is. He ends up, during that time, Joe is with a woman. I forget her name, but she does not die. He does not kill her. They go on a date, and they are with each other for a little bit. And thinks she survives. I'm happy she survives. And that's what happens with her. But he ends up back with Beck. They work things out. Beck goes to his apartment and Benji was like, because one time Joe told him, you know, everything that's like very important to me secretly, I store in a box in my washroom behind a panel. And Benji was like, who is now terrified of Joe, was like, by the way, if you want to know a little bit about Joe, he has a box on top of the in the washroom and a towel in his room. She finds it, and in there she sees her underwear, Benji's teeth, her old phone, something from Peach, I forget what that is, something from Ron, like pretty much like something from everyone that he's either killed or a piece of an item from the girl he's stalking / the girl he's dating. And from that, she's horrified to the point that she's like, Joe, what is this? What is that? This, that, and the other were done. Da-da-da. To the point that Joe gets, I wouldn't say frightened, like scared of being left, I guess. Or like triggered to the point that he knocked. So she like runs out. He knocks her out. She runs away. And then she, because he's about to kill her at this point. And then Paco sees her. He closes the door because he's like, I'm not dealing with this. Like, I'm scared. Maybe he'll kill me too. He closes the door. Joe knocks her out. She's in the cage. At some point, she escapes. But at the end, he kills Beck. Again, Beck is an aspiring writer. She's writing a book. He finishes her book. Takes things out. Puts things in his own room. Published. Book is published. People are like, who killed Beck? He blames it on her therapist. And I'll get to that in a second. So, John Stamos. If you guys don't know who John Stamos is, he was Uncle Jesse in Full House. He's her therapist. Beck had a flirtatious relationship with him. So he pretty much blamed it on him. And he's in jail because of that. There's also like cases where Beck, she's a TA at the university, and her professor just wants to have sex with her, and she's like, no, I don't want it. And like, she's like trying to pay, you know, she needs, so because she says no to his advances, he is like, okay, you're no longer my TA, which is stuff that a thing that actually happens. So overall, in general, Joe has ruined Nikki, the therapist's life, because he said he is convicted in first degree murder. He has killed Beck, his girlfriend. We're trying to leave and maybe expose him. And because she's like, you killed Benji, you killed Peach, and you lied about it, da da da. And again, because he was frightened, because he doesn't want to go to jail, he kills her. So he's killed, first he killed Benji, then Ron, then Peach, then Beck, his girlfriend. So 4 people in 1 season. And he doesn't feel remorseful. He's like, he plays the victim and he continues to play the victim, being like, oh, it's their fault, they didn't love me, da da da. No, it's your fault, Joe. And he continues playing the victim card when he's never the victim. He might have, when he was little, being the victim, but the people that you killed, you are not the victim. Especially the girlfriends that you had. So let's now go to season 2.